Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking laws. Get breaking laws.
Yeah, okay, I wake up with the taste of still in my mouth. Bitch, in my miraculous. Mr. Love.
I cannot be more excited that we will have the honor of having our next guest on every Tuesday during this NFL season, Ty Law on Ty Tuesday. Good morning. Thank you for being here today.
I appreciate you guys having me, man.
We're glad you're here. I notice you brought your vodka with you.
Oh, yeah. I always come bearing gifts.
A full cooler.
And those maybe, are pretty good gifts.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah.
Maybe show the Hall of Fame bottle on the Twitch feed for those who are watching the program. You got the Hall of Fame jacket.
Oh, that's
there.
Pretty sweet right
yeah,
there.
That's yeah, really
we,
cool.
Yeah, we brought these out, you know, for all the guys at the Hall of Fame. So all the Hall of Famers in Canton, they got one of these in their room. You know, just trying to be a little creative, you know.
It's the official
Hall of Fame.
Vodka.
It's the official vodka of the Hall of Fame, so you got to do it right.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, you got to make a grand entrance.
There you go. You always make a grand entrance, brother. I know that one for sure.
Maybe we could get Wiggy off that Ciroc that he seems to like and on
see,
to the V1.
Me and Wiggy about to do the Oklahoma drill right there. You know what I mean? I'm drinking some damn Ciroc.
Now,
man, we drink
all right, I'm on
well,
it now.
V1 round here,
there
man.
There you go.
You look like you could do it.
Huh?
Fantastic shape. I believe last night you told me that you would have no problem covering a certain Patriots receiver right at this moment. Is that correct?
There's a couple of them out there. I think I still get them. It ain't too many that scares you out there.
No.
Let's keep it. Let's be honest with you.
Ain't no Tyreek Hill out there.
No, ain't none of them. Now Tyreek Hill, you know that. I pull a hamstring trying to run that one.
There's one specific individual who maybe was looking to be traded, who I believe you said you could cover right at this moment.
I'm gonna take my chance. You know, I bet on myself a lot. I'm gonna take my chances against him.
Greg's spilling the tea.
Take my day up chance.
I can't spill all the tea, but I do want to ask you about Mac Jones and about Cam Newton. And first of all, I'll ask you about Cam. Are you surprised that he's not still on this team?
I'm not surprised. I mean, nothing that the Patriots do when it comes to stuff like that surprises me. But at the same time, Mac took advantage of the opportunity. You know what I mean? So when you knew he was going to be the future, it wasn't like people was knocking down the door, you know, to bring Cam on, because he probably wouldn't have been here, you know, under that contract anyway. So
you mean other teams?
Other teams, right. Saying you got to just put it in perspective. And then you think about, okay, if they're going to make a decision to say, okay, we're going to play Mac Jones, do you want Cam? Do you think he's going to be a distraction? Or is it an opportunity for him to jump on to somewhere else? Because he's used to being a starting quarterback. So I think that once they made the decision, they had to do that for the sake of the team and for the sake of the locker room. Mm-hmm. But I think that Cam, if he would buy into being the backup, which we don't know, he still could have been
there
as a good fit.
He said he would have been.
He said that now after he's gone.
Right.
Thank you. That's after the fact, right. You know what I mean? So it's easy to say that after the fact. I just don't know because of his personality. I still think that Cam can play football, and I still think he can be a starting quarterback
you
in this
do?
League. I really do. I mean, the physical gifts that he has, and if you put him in the right situation and give him some weapons to work with, because guess what? Even at his age, Tom Brady can't run like that. There's a whole lot of quarterbacks that can't run like Cam can run. He still has an arm. He has a cannon of an arm. So put him in the right system, I think that he can play. But for the New England Patriots, what they're doing in rebuilding, you're going to say, I'm picking Mac Jones.
Right.
He's going to be our starting quarterback. Cam, you got to go. Are you willing to be a backup? And I don't think that he would have been a great backup because he still wants to play and wants to start.
Are you surprised he hasn't been picked up yet by another team?
No, not at this point because, I mean, all the rosters are full. Now, a great situation would probably be Washington. They just lost a quarterback, but we've seen that story before. I don't know what the relationship is like with him and the head coach. They played together. I mean, they were there together in Carolina. So I think that would be a great fit for Cam. But until somebody gets hurt, which it always happens, you never want to see it, he's probably going to have to be, you know, sitting down waiting for a couple
right.
of weeks.
One of the things that he said was he felt like Mac wouldn't have been able to deal with, and this is why he believes they let him go, because right. Mac wouldn't be able to deal with Cam Newton's personality, knowing that he's behind me. And you've always had this big personality as a player. And I've said this before. When you know somebody is breathing down your neck, whether mm-hmm. you're a young guy and it's mm-hmm. a vet, or you're a vet and it's a young guy, and you're right. I think that's the reason why Bill chose to move on from Cam, because he knows the personality that right. that guy has right. in that locker room.
I mean, I totally agree. And then, you know, Cam just has a presence about himself anyway. So
an aura, from the, as he calls
okay,
it.
Okay, an aura. From the where he dresses, you know, the outlandish outfits. But that fits him.
Right.
But that is something we typically don't see and don't do here in New England in the locker room. There's nothing wrong with it. But at the same time, when you're coming, being Cam Newton in the New England, when you're winning and you don't see that kind of stuff, and then you come bring that and then you're not winning anymore, you're losing, it's a distraction. You know what I mean? So I think they want to go back to, you know, what made New England successful. Not saying that Cam couldn't, but he didn't. You know, he was injured. It's a lot of things that happened, but I still think that he can play, but I don't think he was a great fit with him being a backup, you know, to Mac Jones. I don't think Mac Jones is going to be like, Cam's breathing down my neck. He's on a one-year contract. You know, he's not the future.
Everybody keeps bringing up the vaccination status when it comes to Cam, and Bill kind of got not canceled, but everybody wanted to make a headline out of what he said. Do you think that could play into effect when he's trying to go to another team? You bring up Ron Rivera. He's been very vocal about wanting his team to be vaccinated.
You know what? At the end of the day, it's about winning and putting the best product on the field. So it's going to be most of the guys. Of course, they're going to encourage you to get vaccinated, but everyone's not, you know, with it and going to get vaccinated. I didn't want to get vaccinated, but because of my job now and for the safety of others, you know, I went ahead and did it. So if Cam wants to play, and if that's going to be a part of whatever team's mandate, if you want to play, you're going to have to get vaccinated. Right. You know, it is what it is. Like a lot of these guys, you know, I applaud them for not playing, you know, because they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I ain't leaving $20 million on the goddamn table. Right. I'm going to play. We're going to take this shot. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to take my damn chances. You know what I mean? That's me personally. So, you know, I think that, hey, some of these guys, they more power to them.
Right. Not one, but I'm going to take mine. You were not one to leave any money on the table.
No, I would not. And I ain't leaving none on there now either. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
But one guy who doesn't want to leave any money on the table is Stephon Gilmore, you know, playing the position. There's not many guys like Stephon that fall off the tree that you got locked down corners. We see Jalen Ramsey out with the Rams. What's your thought on that situation? Because I think Bill should just give him the money, because the man still is a top five corner in the league.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, playing the position, being biased to defensive players, getting their money. He is one of the guys that really deserves to get paid and be paid what he's worth. I mean, you can't find guys to go out there and say, okay, you got him. You know what I mean? That is very rare.
Okay, but he signed a deal that he was happy with when he signed it.
We all signed a deal when we was having – okay, I'm going to put it back on you, Gray.
Okay.
You signed a deal with WEI or whoever you was with all these years, right?
Yes,
all of a sudden you have, you know, 10,000 followers, then now you got 2 million.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? Renegotiation.
Right.
Renegotiate. That's just how it works.
He goes, this is what you signed for. But like Fat Joe said, yesterday's price is not today's price.
Absolutely.
But that's his mindset. Greg is like,
To whom is Fat Joe?
No, but you got to think, you know, he came back last year, and then everyone wants to you know, raise their level. And how much more leverage are you going to have when you are a defensive player of the year?
Right.
First of all, as a corner to get defensive player of the year, he's earned it. He's at the end of his first contract. So, yes, I want to get a new contract. Am I going to go out there and risk not getting paid? Because it's probably going to be his last one. He's probably pushing 30.
I think he's like 31 or something.
That's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying. This is definitely going to be his last contract. So you got to play for what it is.
So basically he sits for the 6 weeks.
Right.
And then he's okay with the $12 million or whatever because it's only 12 games or 11 games.
Exactly. And, you know, do we know the extent of his injury? No, we don't know. Can he go out there and play? Is he hurt or is he injured?
What's your guess?
My guess is that he's playing it the right way.
Right.
he want his money.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Stephon is my boy, but I don't know. But I just think that he is one of the guys that deserve to get paid his money.
Right, because he don't want to play for $7 million this year. I mean, you look at, and I think, and the position you talk about, how difficult it is to play, where you could say, hey, you got this guy, and now the rest of the defense can go worry about everything else. And when you look at that skill set, you don't find guys like that. And that's why I don't know what corners, they the second or third highest paid players on the team.
Right.
So why not give this guy the money that he deserves? And it seems like he doesn't want a ton of money. He just wants respectable money.
Well, that's Bill, though.
Yeah, right? we all been through it. You know what I mean? We want more money going through contracts, the negotiation. Bill is one of the coolest coaches in the world. Let me put that out there right now. But during contract negotiation, you don't like Bill too much. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, he's hard on it. He has a job to do. He want to put the best product out in the field. And he has to answer to somebody. With Mr. Kraft, he's spending somebody else's money. So you got to put the best product on the field for the least amount of money as possible. You got to say the man money. Let's call it what it is. So I just think that, Stephon, you're not going to find that.
Right.
You've tried that. I mean, you were lucky to get Darrell Revis. You know, when I left, okay, you had somebody come fill in. You had Asante Samuel. Then you have Darrell Revis come in. Now you have Stephon Gilmore. You were very lucky, but you see when things happen, when you don't have that, there's not much success. You know, you got to have that shutdown corner because that's what we were used to having since I was there.
Right.
You know, you had me that I can go out there and cover one-on-one. I didn't need no help. Now you got an extra man that you can put in the box, roll over to the other side because you had that. That was made Darrell Revis so great that he called it Revis Island. Everyone called it Revis Island because he was one of the rare corners that you can put out there and let him go, leave him alone, and take and cut off half the field.
Well, you said something to me last night that was interesting that I didn't really think about with regard to Gilmore or to you. When you get to that point in your career, the ball is not being thrown in your direction. So from a stat point of view, you can't rely on that when it comes to getting your money because they're not throwing the ball where you are.
Right, but it won't always show up on the stat sheet, but the impact that it has on the field when you're able to take out a player or a number one receiver, it does so much for your defense because you're able to stack the box or do whatever you have to do when you know that you can trust a guy to play one-on-one. There's not many guys that can go out there and do it. I mean, as a corner, I look at a lot of guys out there, and I'm like, you guys getting paid all that money for that? I'm like, really? You know what I mean? But because it's not a lot of great corners now. It's not a true shutdown corners. It's kind of like hard to find. And Stephon Gilmore is one of those guys. So he deserves to get his money because he's rare.
Well, when it comes to Samuel, do you hear him talking about Bill and Bill hasn't proven anything yet? Without Tom?
I don't know. I look at it as my little brother, too. You know, Asante, he came up under me. But I don't know where this whole tension is at with those two guys. I think Asante Samuel, I will say this, he has an instinct and he can play some football.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at his numbers, you can compare him to a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame. He has those type of numbers. You know, will he ever get considered for that? I don't know. But he definitely has the numbers. And I think that if you look at his career from a statistical standpoint, the impact, the Super Bowls, the playoffs, and everything that he did, you got to consider him. But as far as his whole beef with Coach Belichick and being that vocal about it, I think it's something deeper that I have no knowledge of. But, you know, I think when he's pumping himself up to say, hey, look at me, look what I did, he has a valid point.
But you don't feel that way about Bill.
No, I don't feel like that way about Bill. Me and Bill are great. Like I said, the only time me and Bill ever had
from a Brady Belichick point of view,
mm-hmm.
I think you told us a year plus ago that you're Belichick over Brady, right?
Yeah, I mean, because you got to think about I'm a businessman. At the end of the day, I'm not a football player. If you're talking about from a straight business standpoint, are you going to be in the business of Brady or the business of Belichick? Belichick has a lot more upside because he can coach longer than Brady can play. Mm-hmm. Brady is on the, you know, for most people, on the bottom side of the career. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? He's, you know, he got another year or so left. He's playing great football. But I always tell people that Brady would not have a seventh Super Bowl if he was with New England. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, but he didn't have that type of team to lead him to a championship. Ooh. I did not want to see Brady leave. I didn't want to see him in another uniform, but he did what was best for Tom Brady and his legacy. He wanted to move on and win. Mm-hmm. He still wanted to be competitive and win. He went down there. How many Pro Bowl receivers? He got Gronk mm-hmm. to come down there. Antonio Brown, they had a hell of a defense at a system. He's in Florida. It ain't cold. Body feel good. Man, please.
How many years do you think he has left? How many years do you think he has left, realistically?
Realistically, I think Tom has two more great years, and then I think he'll shut it down. Personally, I might have dropped the damn mic last year. After right. that one, I mean, right. that's a mic drop. Just walk on off, you know what I mean? But Tom, he still loves the game, but he would not have won. And I'm going to say it again. He would not have won a championship in New England.
The thing that, like, people are always saying, this whole Tom Bill thing, and I thought Tom maybe got tired a little bit about how Bill was treating him, right? And you've been in that mm-hmm. locker room. You understand how Bill – I don't feel like Bill has ever changed as a coach on the way that he kind of treats players, you mm-hmm. know, call the Monday morning meeting, right, putting the film out and calling guys out.
The low lights.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, after the game, right, like, right. damn, am I going to make the tape? And I think Tom got to the point where – at least this is what I believe, he got tired of that, and he didn't want to do that no more. And that kind of disappointed me a little bit as a Pats fan, because I'm like, dude, you sucked it up for all them years. I know, all right, maybe you got a down year, but if Bill brings those play, like if Tom's on this team this year, this team's a Super Bowl team.
Wiggy, I have a question for you, and I'd love to hear Ty's thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. But if you get very angry.
Hold on. Ty just said if he could cuss Wiggy out, he would.
Oh, good.
If you say if Tom Brady was on this team, a Super Bowl.
This team right here, with the talent that they have this year on this team, the two tight ends, the receivers, the defense.
Okay, who are we throwing it to? The receiver.
He throwing it to Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne.
Who?
And John Smith.
Who?
Hunter Henry.
Who?
Come on, man. They talented on
offense. I'm like, look, I mean, you got to prove something, Wig. I'm like, no disrespect, because I'm a Patriots fan all day.
Right.
I'm riding with the Patriots. Tom Brady come up here, I want the Patriots to win.
Right.
But you still got to add who?
And that defense. And they get Gilmore back in that defense.
I will go out and say, I can't run, guys. I can't run no more. I can't cover. I can't move. I could take my chances against some of them. Right now, 47 years old, I take my damn chances one-on-one. Because I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? You can't sit there and tell me that none of those guys scare you. So why would you think Tom Brady at 44 years old can win with that?
Because he's won with guys that – well, he's been part of teams that won with guys that really didn't scare players. I don't think people were scared of Patton, myself, Troy Brown, but he was talented enough defensively.
And see, that's the problem. We had talent and people didn't recognize it. They was like, I ain't scared of Jermaine Wiggins. But guess what? You go out, Wiggy, go out there and wear your ass out. You know what I mean? So that's what the whole thing was about mm-hmm. the Patriots, because you didn't have, you know, the Randy Mosses, the TOs, but you had guys that can actually play. I would take David Patton, Gibbons, Troy Brown, Edelman, who they got right now. Mm-hmm. Damn it, Courtney, you probably can go out there and play Edelman.
I would love to. Yes, right. Yeah, I would love to. I have bad knees.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, Wiggy, you know football.
Curtis, we'll get to your question. We'll get to your question coming up. It's a tie Tuesday, although you want to change the name.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it because, you know, Mr. Kraft, you know, that's my guy. He always, it's this whole thing I can't say. It's like, Ty, you heard say Ty effing Law?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what he called you.
Yeah, that's right. So I was like,
call you Ty effing Law?
Because it was a situation where I was going through a contract negotiation.
You said that to Mr. Kraft, but I said the MF. What did Mr. Kraft say in the locker room when you said, "Tell Bill to pay me my money, I'm Ty effing Law"?
You know what?
He said, I'm going to tell Bill. There's been a couple guys. Let me tell you something. There have been a couple guys that I played with in my career. And you know, I'm truly blessed as a player. I got to play with guys that had personalities and would say whatever. But there's only a couple players that would say something. And the owner would be like, okay. And one is Keyshawn, who I played with the Jets. And the other one is sitting right across from us that would say, hey, this is who I am. Go tell Bill, get it done. And the owner would be like, let me go tell Bill, get it done.
He laughed it off, but he loves to tell that story. But he says, Ty effing, but I said, MFing at the time.
When I said we need that on a T-shirt, yes, and we need it on a T-shirt now. Yeah.
All right. So it's Ty. I don't know if we can call it that, but it's Ty effing Tuesday.
Ty effing Tuesday. I like that.
We'll be right back with Ty Law.
NFL Sunday, this Sunday before the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru in the Outback Wilderness. Welcome to Adventure Elevated in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Patriots injury report yesterday. Trent Brown, day-to-day. That's pretty good news. The Jets this week, broadcast crew is out. Curtis, you're not going to like this, but again, it's Kevin Harlan and Trent Green on the call. Oh, CBS this weekend. Not exactly awful. The A-team.
Burnt toast.
Not exactly the A-team. Wiggy, you mentioned Keyshawn. He is comparing Mac Jones to a young Tom Brady. Said this on his radio show yesterday.
Whoa. Young Tom Brady, early years of Tom Brady is exactly what you kind of saw with Mac Jones. He hit a few shots across the middle, but other than that, He played well.
What do you think of that? Young Tom Brady.
I think his decision-making, right? A lot of checkdowns, not really early. We haven't seen him try to take that deep ball. But I could see maybe that style of play because he's not really a mobile passer.
Ty is taking a photo, Courtney. Yes. He'd like you in the photo. Yeah. Okay, yes.
How's Ty's dog, by the way? I was concerned about it when he pooped on the stairs.
How is the dog?
Max is chilling. He's chilling. He's doing better, not pooping everywhere,
Did you name him after Max Lane?
No, he's a little one. He's a little one. He's a little Yorkie, but,
I love a good Yorkie.
Yeah, yeah. My kids, they wanted to name him Max. I'm like, that's for a big dog, you think, but, we're going to roll with it.
All right. One of my favorite drops of all time.
On the goddamn radio.
Red Sox go down last night 5-4 to the Mariners. Game 2 tonight, 10-10. Your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Toronto won again. So right now, tie for the second wild card. Sox and Yankees one game behind the Jays. And Gabe Kapler's San Francisco Giants clinched the playoff spot in the West. Baseball's first team to do so. Monday Night Football goes to the Raiders. In overtime, they beat the Ravens 33-27. That's what's trending now. More Ty Law coming up on the Great.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Show.
Let's go. Right back to more of what you want to hear. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Because it was a situation where I was going through a contract negotiation, so Mr. Crab walked through the locker room, and I was like, yo, hey, Mr. Crab, man, tell Bill, man, hey, man, I need my money, man. I'm tired of my law.
It's a Ty Tuesday with Ty Law, all season long, Ty Law on this show. And Ty Law presented by his vodka.
V1.
V1 vodka.
Delicious.
You just try. Which one did you try?
Which one haven't I tried? Right. Hey, vanilla. Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like this. Is vanilla. Something you could sip on. And I'm not a vodka person. I'm a tequila person. Mm-hmm. I could sip on this.
Mm-hmm.
The cucumber one tastes like spa water.
Mm.
So ladies who like a good spa water, yeah, cucumber in their water, this is what you could have at the club.
Drink of the summer right there.
Yeah. Somebody is angling for an influencer campaign over there.
Hey, I like it. Sign her up. Yeah, I'm a vodka guy, and I have to say I'm not like a huge grapefruit guy. Mm-hmm. So I got the grapefruit here, mm-hmm, which is actually pretty good. And when I drink my vodka, I usually like to drink it on the rocks. Maybe I'll put a little Red Bull in there to give me wings so I'm flying by the end of the night.
Red Bull? Red Zone?
But I do like the grapefruit. And I would have to say my favorite right now is probably either the berry or the vanilla. Mm. The vanilla I do like.
Yeah.
Can you, just mental picture, can you imagine Wiggy with the addition of Red Bull and how frequently he would be talking?
That's usually how I drink my vodka. I usually like to do some Red Bull with it, or generally, yep, I just drink it on the rocks. Mm-hmm. But this is smooth enough where you can drink it on the rocks and you don't feel like you're drinking gasoline.
It's all about the clean drinking.
We need V1 to sponsor Courtney's 30th birthday.
Uh-oh. Okay. I got you, Courtney.
Yep,
I got you.
There we go.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Long as you don't put none of that other corn vodka in your system and talk about those,
you said this is healthy
and all that stuff. And yeah, this is good. Hey,
yeah.
Non-GMO, mm-hmm, gluten-free,
all right,
yeah, organic. We got it. Spelt grain.
We're going to do
ancient grain.
Courtney's 30th at the club in Encore,
yes,
and with V1.
Perfect.
Big bottle popping.
Yeah, and we are in Encore. They just picked us up. So
they did?
Yeah, we just got bit by Encore.
We are doing the show from Encore, from the new sports bar there on Thursday morning. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to come in there on one of these, Ty effing Tuesdays. I'm going to come to the sports bar. We're going to drink V1 right there because they carried us, man. So I'm coming on the show. This is fun, right? I'm enjoying myself.
I wanted to ask you about the taunting situation, in the NFL, which has Wiggy really upset. Do you think it's ridiculous?
Yes.
You do?
I think it's ridiculous because, I mean, that's a part of the game, you know. You getting over somebody, because, first of all, like, the guy tried to jump up and basically kick him. You know, when he caught him, slammed him, he got over him, he got the flag. So if a guy comes and tries to jump over you and embarrass you like that, and you catch him, I think you deserve to be able to drive him into the ground, stand over top of him. Wrong one.
Right.
Wrong one right here. You know, I mean, whatever you got to say, get it off your chest, but do not do that again. And I think that they're taking away from the game. You know, because a little trash talking out, if it start coming to blows, I ain't talking about going hockey on them or nothing like that. But at the same time, you should be able to talk a little trash because that's a part of the game.
And hockey's the worst. They do as much trash talking as anybody else. But that's what makes the game fun. And remember, at the end of the day, it's still a game. But the NFL, they're trying to put their hands in it. Now it's 15 years. I don't know how many penalties I would have got if I was playing in today's era as much trash talking as I did.
What?
They would have been flagging me. I know Ty would have been left and right.
I wouldn't have got no check. Because, I mean, just the fact that they fine you for everything. Because where we was taught to play the game, you know how, like, they try to protect you guys, you know, the receivers and tight ends, mm-hmm, or whatever. But when they catch the ball two feet down, bring it in. You ain't got time to be doing that. When you touch the ball, I'm supposed to knock you the hell out. Right now, as soon as you touch it, I'm coming full tilt to try to knock you out. That is football. I understand protecting players, but at the same time, you're taking away the essence of the game, in my opinion, trying to protect players, and it's just not the same.
You feel the same way about protecting quarterbacks?
Huh? I mean, the red shirt guys. You talking about those guys?
The guys that's a little soft.
They can't get hit to the game. I'm like, man. Some guys like that red shirt. Come on,
right?
That's annoying. I mean, we going, you know, through training camp, we getting hit, we pounded all the time.
They like kickers,
exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean,
and I think there are certain rules that you go like, all right, I wouldn't mind that rule. Like as a tight end, I didn't. If they said, okay, you couldn't cut me down like a redwood, I'm cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Like kind of what they're doing now, mm-hmm. like Ty, if you were playing, the rule that they have in place that I think defensive backs and defensive right. players love now is now these offensive linemen can't cut on screens no more. So now when they get outside the numbers and on a screenplay or if they're running a toss, linemen can't cut no more. So like defensive players would love that because you used to think about, oh, I'm cutting this guy down. But now these guys don't have to worry about getting cut on defense.
Yeah, but I mean, but you also think about it from a cornerback standpoint. If those 300-pound guys come to cut me, something wrong with you anyway because, damn it, I'm trying to cut you. So we trying to cut each other because I ain't trying to take you straight up. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about the speed of the game when you got Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison, and them running full tilt and the ball is thrown. I can't wait to see if you catch it and get 2 feet on the ground and bring it in and tuck it in. I do not like that rule because it makes it that much harder for a defensive player. You know, you touch the ball, I'm supposed to dislodge you from the ball as soon as you touch it. Now, I ain't supposed to touch it first, but if you touch the ball like this one time, all hell's supposed to break loose. Right. I'm supposed to knock you out.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, your question earlier?
My question for Wiggy is, why is Stephon Gilmore in the right to hold out and demand the most money, but Tom Brady is a guy that abandoned his job and was a hater and all those things for not signing $14 million on a one-year contract?
Well, the thing I would say first off is Bill was wrong for offering him that, and he felt like you ain't worth that value no more. Even in 2019, it was a down year for Tom. I think Stephon Gilmore is still one of the top five corners in the league. He might even be top three corners in the league.
But Steph Gilmore's coming off of an injury, and Tom Brady was Tom Brady, and you think he was in the wrong for not signing a below-market deal. But
oh, I said he should have took that deal. It would have ended up being about – now, the reports out there was $15 million that he would have ended up taking. I think it was probably going to be a little bit more than that. But I don't know if Tom's year and Bill's mind in 2019, he didn't have that great of a year – where Gilmore is still considered one of the top three corners in the league. 2019, I don't think there were a lot of people. I wasn't one of those people.
But hold on. $14 million is well below. That's not the third best quarterback.
There weren't a lot of people that thought Tom Brady was still a top 10 quarterback after the 2019
season. Right, that's not my point.
Season.
You're saying he's wrong for not signing a contract well below market value.
What I said is I thought that they offered him a deal and he bailed because he didn't want to deal with the way Bill coached him.
Well, and we've talked so much about how Tom's whole thing, his entire time in New England, was that he took less money for a better team around him. So randomly, one season, for him to say, no, now I want to go get more money down south, I think that's what people had a problem with.
You know who didn't take less money? Ty effing Law.
Mm-hmm. You said that. Because, look, you got to think, NFL means not for long. So you got to get what you can, while you can. And I knew that I am not going to have the leverage of a Tom Brady. I am not the quarterback, so I have to capitalize when I'm hot. When I was hot, damn it, I want all mine.
Right.
But when I'm 33, 34 years old and want an aging corner, you know, is he going to go back to safety and I can't run the same? Okay. Now the negotiations is a little bit different. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. But when I had the cards in my hand and I'm stacked, with my talent and what I do on the field,
right?
I want all mine.
But
I ain't leaving a penny out there.
See, that's your personality, and that's what I've always said hurt Tom. His personality was, I'll do what's best for the team. I'll take less. So he kind of put himself in a position, and we've talked about this before on the show, Ty. The only way you're getting money around here from Bill is if you hold out. If you're at that level of player. Like Gronk even said, if you want money from Bill, like what Gilmore's doing, he has to do that. Because if you go like the Brady route and go, well, I'll take less money, then Bill's always going to treat you that way.
I'm going to say something right here because, and this is true across the board, as you know, as players, you're not just getting a contract for yourself. You're getting contracts for the players that come, you know, behind you. So when Deion went and got that $50 million, that's all I can think about. I said, okay, well, I'm not claiming to be Deion Sanders, but get what? oh, I'm prime time around here.
Right.
So I'm the prime time. I want 52 because right. my contract was up. Man, he got 50. Right. Damn it, I got 50. You know what I mean? And that's what I was going for. But when you have the leader of your team, and I'm not saying he's wrong. Don't you understand what I'm saying? But when Tom does that, the leader of the team, he takes less. Then it starts to be like everyone else is supposed to take right. less because Tom took less.
Right.
If Tom can do it, you can do it. I was on the other end, be like, that is Tom. He ain't going to get cut.
Right.
You going to cut Ty. So I'm not about to sit there and act like I'm Tom Brady either. So I ain't going to take less. But that's just what goes on when you're talking about you have your star player taking less money for the team.
How does that work with Bill when you come back? Like when Gilmore comes back mm-hmm. after this.
Right.
Because you went through it with Bill.
Right, right.
Is everything fine and dandy? And
man, Bill, he understands. One thing about Coach Belichick, he's going to do his job and his part. You have to do, because once you're under contract, or let's say if you're coming up for a contract and you're negotiating, you are basically a free agent. You're your own entity. You're your own business. So you're negotiating on the behalf of yourself. And sometimes people want you to negotiate on behalf of the team.
Hmm.
And that does not work. But you are independent contractor.
At the end of your career, you did those deals yourself with Bill.
Yeah. I mean, because I was knowledgeable enough to know how it goes down, you know. But when it comes down to the language, I can talk to Bill, I can talk to Mr. Kraft, but when it comes down to the language, that's like Mr. Kraft trying to step on the field with me. He ain't getting off the line of scrimmage. I'm kicking
right.
his ass.
Right, right.
But I ain't about to try to go into the boardroom with him, you know right, what I mean? Right, so right. that's when I get my agents. But I can tell you the surface of what I want, what I'm looking for, and then I go to my agents, this is what I want, put this down, and that's it.
Talking with Bill, we mm-hmm. have to do it every Monday. We have the pleasure of doing it every Monday. Do you have any advice for us when uh-huh. it comes to dealing with him, win or lose, late night, early evening? It really doesn't matter. 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Monday, it's Bill Belichick.
You know what? Tell him to crack open some V1.
There you go.
Yeah, he might loosen him up a little bit. You know, Bill like to, he like to have a nice sip. But I just think that when you got the cameras on, it's a hot mic. He's not going to give you what you want. I mean, that's just the way it is. But you get him outside of that. I'm telling you, Coach Belichick is one of the coolest guys out there. You know, very approachable. He doesn't seem like that because of the cameras. I don't know what it is. And he's starting to come out. He got his little Subway commercials. He's doing his thing now. You know, doing a little Instagram with the dog. And I'm like, okay, Bill.
Getting a little personality.
Yeah, getting a little personality coming out of the shell. You know what I mean? So it's awesome.
Wiggy says he feels like Tom Brady is different. Do you feel like Tom Brady is a different guy than when he was here?
No, I mean, Tom, I think he can come out his shell more because, you know, we were kind of coached what to right. say, what not to say, right. and all that. You know, we don't want to give bulletin board material. This is about the team, no individuals, and all that, which is great. That was the recipe to our success. But when you have a guy like Tom Brady and the things that he's accomplished, we should have seen a lot more of this. We've seen it from Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, even though Tom was winning more games, Peyton Manning was more the face of the league because of his personality, and he was able to get out there.
Right.
You know, that Tom now is like, hey, I'm going to take advantage of this now, which he should have done a long time ago, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think Bill gave him some of that opportunity because, remember, he came out with Tom versus Tom when he was still here. He's just now at the point where he's – I think the biggest thing for him, obviously, is the way that Bill treated him as far as, because we all know Bill doesn't change his stripes on who he is. But the other thing that he really has, Ty, is down there in Tampa Bay, he runs the show, it mm-hmm. seems like. So it's like what he says goes where it's always going to be Bill's show when you're here. And I don't care how high of a status you are.
Right, and rightfully so. You're talking about, it was somebody that had to pull the trigger on Tom Brady. So I like this whole back and forth, Belichick, Brady. Think about this. When Drew Bledsoe got hurt, Bill Belichick made the call because he had just signed a $100 million contract.
Right.
$100
million. $100 million contract.
Yep.
So when we was out, we went out to dinner. I think it was Capital Grill, Abe and Louis or whatever. So Tom gave me, like, I ain't giving it back. You know, he was telling me and Lawyer Malloy. I mean, this is a true story. He's not giving the job back.
Right.
But me and Lawyer sitting there like, oh, that a boy, that's the spirit. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm sitting there like, Damn lie. That's $100 million. Right. I mean, it don't work like that, young fella.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't lose your job to injury.
You don't lose your job to injury and with $100 million on there. So,
but Bill had to make that. He had to make
right.
that choice.
Exactly. So, Bill, you
and
have to give him credit.
And that basically created everything that Tom Brady is.
Exactly. So,
thank
Bill.
You. If, thank you, Ty. Right, exactly. Curtis, did you hear that?
So if Bill made that call, whose team is it?
Right.
Because you don't think Kraft had nothing to say about that
right.
at that time?
Would, Kraft's paying Bledsoe $100 million.
He's going to say something.
He's going to say, I want Bledsoe back.
And Kraft and Bledsoe, they were close. But Kraft gave up the reins to Bill and
right.
said, you run the team, you make the decision. He gave that. And right. Bill, remember, we didn't know who was going to start
right.
at the Super Bowl. I mean, we down there practice. They both going because Drew was the one that got us there through Pittsburgh because Tom had got hurt.
Yep. Yeah.
You remember Drew out there
right.
doing stuff that we ain't never seen Drew do. He's running people over, jumping over people, this and that. I'm like, God damn, Drew. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Whole new life to
whole,
him.
Whole new life to him. Right. But at the Super Bowl, who was going to be the starter?
Right.
The first couple days, we didn't know. Bill didn't make the call. But guess what? We were a defensive team at the time. I mean, personally, I didn't give a damn who was out there. In the defense, we felt like the game was going to be won and lost on us because we're going against the greatest show on turf. Da-da-da, their offense, everything was based on the defense. Our leadership was there from the defense. We didn't know what Tom was capable of when he first came in, and we was just like, don't lose the game. Don't turn the ball over. He wasn't the Tom Brady he is now. But when we came down to that, I really thought I wouldn't have been surprised if he chose Drew because of the $100 million,
right.
first pick, the face of the franchise, damn near the face of the league, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he made the
but
call.
He's the Tom Brady that he is now and due a large part to the coaching of Bill Belichick.
Exactly. So when you're talking about who's more important,
right.
it's Coach Belichick because it wouldn't be a Tom Brady with that opportunity if Coach Belichick did not make that call that week in the Super Bowl and that gave him the credibility to say, you know what, Drew, you know, thank you, but we got to move on. We're going to stay with the young guy.
And we all knew Tom, but, like, yeah. we didn't know, like, when Drew got hurt, I was thinking, all right, you don't lose your job to injury. Drew will be back. And I think right. a lot of us, especially on the offensive side of the football, we were thinking, well, that's what it will be because Ty's right. We knew what kind of team we were. Mm-hmm. We ran the ball with Antoine Smith, mm-hmm. and it was about our defense. And so we all thought that Drew was just going to come back and be the guy. But
right.
when Bill decided to go, hey, I'm going with Tom, that's when you knew, yo, that's Bill's calling the shots because
right.
if he's willing to do that to Bledsoe, ain't nobody safe.
Ain't nobody safe. But I'm sorry.
No, you bring up bulletin board material, though, right. and don't you think Brady's giving Belichick all the bulletin board material he needs heading into week four? Because he's throwing disses left, right, and center for New England.
You know
he's
what?
Dropping little disses in everything he does.
But you know what? When you can do things when you're winning. And when you're the champions, like, you know, we can get away with certain things. Belichick can get away with certain things. And say this, whether you think it's morally right or not, or how you do players, because you know you hear all this. Guess what? You're winning. It don't matter. Tom is winning. So he can say anything he want, and can't nobody say nothing right. because I'm winning. I got 7 Super Bowls. So, you know, I think that they really love each other and respect each other. And guess what? They're still competitive. Both of them still competing.
You think they do love
yeah,
each other?
I really do. I don't think it's like that. People try to make it more than what it is. But you can't say one without the other. Tom is kind of, you know, separated himself somewhat mm-hmm. just because he went down and got another Super Bowl. But I know he credits Bill Belichick for his opportunity and the relationship that they had throughout the years because you can't talk about Bill Belichick without Tom Brady. You can't talk about Tom Brady without Bill Belichick.
Right.
Well, you know, that's how I look at
Ty
it.
Ty Law is here. Do you have 10 more minutes?
No, I got plenty more time.
Okay. I know you're working. You got to go out and sell vodka.
I'm working right here because we drinking. Okay. Shoot it up, Courtney. Let's go. Let's do this.
Cheers. Cheers. Yeah.
Courtney, be careful now.
No, I get a wiggy.
We will take a break. Ty Law is here. We'll be right back.
Right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Like, if Tom's on this team this year, team's a Super Bowl team.
If you say if Tom Brady was on this team, a Super Bowl.
This team right here, with the talent that they have this year on this team, the two tight ends, the receivers, the defense.
Okay, who are we throwing it to? Receiver.
He throwing it to Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne.
Who?
And Jonnu Smith.
Who?
Hunter Henry.
Who?
Come on, man. They talented on offense.
I'm like, look, I mean, you gotta prove something, Wig.
It's a Tie Tuesday with Ty Law, and it will be that way throughout the season here at WEEI. So, Ty, looking at, so you got week one, Mac Jones in the books. Oh, wait, I got to, Ty has to pour himself another.
What? Me and Courtney over here, we getting it in.
How many vodkas is Ty going to pour for Courtney during the broadcast?
No, right?
Can't turn it down, it's good.
Somebody better get Santo on the line. I don't know what's Santo going on over here.
Santo's in Atlanta.
Oh, right.
Whoa. Magic City.
Santo down there, Magic City, that's why.
I told you I bartend wherever I go. Yeah, Santo, wherever I go, I bartend.
Santo down there, Magic City, making it rain right now.
Ty, I'm a Western PA guy, come on, get the control room back here.
Oh yeah, you know, always Aliquippa representing.
Yeah.
So, but week one, Mac Jones rookie goes out there, they lose that game. Is that something that we've discussed, whether or not that's an issue for him going forward? Is it something as a rookie that's hard to come back from?
No, I mean, I think it's a big win for him, even though, you know, morally. For Mac Jones, because he played a good football game, and I think he has a bright future and a lot of potential. I mean, he looks like, you know, a young Tom Brady to me.
Well,
you know
what I mean? He's
dinking and dunking it way down the field, but he's giving what the defense he's taking what the defense gives him. You know, and he's not forcing anything. So I think that he's a more mature rookie quarterback than I've seen in a long time. You know, very very mature. And then you got Josh McDaniel, who knows how to say, okay, we're not going to try to put too much on him. You know what I mean? So I think that, you know, he's in a great situation. Mac Jones couldn't have gone to a better team than the New England Patriots and being under Josh McDaniel. I mean, that was the best thing that ever happened for him.
It's working out well for him in the sense of where I do agree with Ty that the situation is perfect, because if you look at like Trevor Lawrence, who's down there with Urban Meyer, that thing looks like that's going to fall apart. Or even Zach Wilson, who they're going to play the Jets Sunday. You can't ask for a better situation. Now, the one thing I think that he has to, not that he has to worry about, but this team on paper is pretty good. I think the expectations, that's why my lead this morning was the expectations of this team are pretty good, in my opinion. I think a lot of fans around here are looking at, especially with all the money that Bill spent in the offseason, now it's like, don't, whatever you do, don't do anything that you're the reason why we lose football games. Right. I think Matt had, that's got to be his mindset. You talked about how when in 01, that's exactly what our mindset was on offense. Let's not do anything that we lose football games because of us, because we know our defense is good enough to get us the ball where we needed to get it, or clearly we saw in the Super Bowl, score defensive touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And when you can do that and you have that type of team, offensively, now all you got to do is say, hey, when our number's called, we make plays, but we don't do anything that's going to hurt the team.
Right. And like, Mac, again, I think that let's not get ahead of ourselves, but he did a great job. You know, Josh did a great job. He'll get more responsibility as the season goes on, but I still go back to the point that when it comes crunch time, who are you going to throw the damn ball to? What receiver, what tight end, who on that offense outside of Mac Jones is going to put fear in people's, or they're going to have to study that, say, okay, we got to worry about him. That is the problem. If you got to have some weapons because he's still a young quarterback, Tom may not need as many weapons, you know, as most quarterbacks, but Mac Jones needs some weapons. So I want one of those receivers. I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to step up to help this young quarterback.
Who's going to be that guy?
Who's going to be that guy?
I think that you have guys that now are in a position where this is their opportunity to prove that, hey, maybe in Tennessee, Jonnu Smith didn't get that, or Hunter Henry when he was with the Chargers. Now this is your time. It's like when I left New England and I went to Minnesota, and I felt like, all right, here's an opportunity for them to really say, we're going to get you the ball consistently, and that was my opportunity to prove that I could be that guy where defensively you had to find me or worry about me. And I think that's why you have guys in a position, you're right, Ty, if somebody can step up for Mac, you could be in a position to really do some things.
This is Phil from Maine. What's up, Phil? Phil. Phil is listening to the Metro.
Like, my mama had one of those Obama phones. You know.
His minutes ran out. Yeah.
Speaking of Obama, are you allowed to talk about?
I can say it. I mean, you can't. I ain't sure. I can say it. Yeah, I mean, I was Barack Obama's birthday party, Martha's Vineyard. V1 was in the house, full effect. Oh, so V1 was the, you know, vodka there. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I got Barack. I got presidents drinking V1.
Small party,
okay.
Curtis. Just friends and family
Just friends and family, man.
Wasn't Beyonce and Jay-Z there?
Huh? You know what? If my vodka had eyes, you know, they'd tell me. But damn it, I wasn't there. It was just this V1 was up in there, full effect.
Elizabeth Warren had a beer.
You have to sign an NDA. The only thing that was there, as far as Ty is concerned, is V1.
Is V1. Yep. And that's okay with me, because, you know, if Barack and Michelle like V1, I'm all in.
Do you get a call from Barack himself?
Hey,
Ty.
Well, I mean, I can show you a little something. Hold on. Ooh. Let me show you a little something. Hey, man. Presidents and things, man.
I am mad at you.
Damn, let me give you mine on the president. I'm going to show y'all that after the thing. I got to show y'all.
I am mad at you.
Did you ever think when you were at Michigan that someday you'd be rubbing elbows with the presidents?
You know what? V1 is rubbing elbows. I didn't get to shake his hand yet, so I'm not going to put it like that.
Okay.
It was all about V1.
What do you think?
And they like the vodka, so I'm cool with that.
Where do you stand? Wiggy talks a lot about the name and likeness thing. Where do you stand on that?
I love it.
You love it?
I love it. And you know what I love even more, Wiggy? Mm-hmm. You know, to take it a step further, I love this transfer portal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's so many guys that, you know, when you're a young kid, you're coming out of high school, you're going to college, they're selling you a dream, and they're telling you this, you've been dreaming about going to school, and guess what? That might not be the right situation for you. But at the same time, when you go, hey, I can leave.
Right.
So that is the best thing that ever happened.
Right.
Outside of the name and likeness, that's the best thing that ever happened to college football, because you don't know when you're a young kid.
Right.
You will believe anything because, you know, you're just open to anything that whoever the best recruiter is, and if he's at that school that you've been thinking about, you're going to go. And then you don't realize till you get there that they told everybody else the same damn thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
Curtis hates the name, image, and likeness thing. Players shouldn't be getting paid.
I went to Michigan. Imagine what the Fab Five, Jalen Rose, and those guys would have got. Chris Webber. I mean, they changed the whole swag of everything with the baggy shorts, the black socks. Imagine how much money they would have made. Imagine how much money Charles Woodson would have made, being still to this day the only defensive player, you know, primarily defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
They sold so many number two jerseys, but how much did Charles get? They sold all them Fab Five jerseys, but how much did the players get? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, you're supposed to get, you know, I love it that they're finally getting to get paid for what they do and what they bring to the table. Those schools make millions and millions of dollars off of the backs of the players. So it's about damn time that those guys start getting paid.
And even after you graduate, they continue making money off of the jerseys.
Exactly. So. Someone like a Charles Woodson in the Fab Five, you know, they have that much prestige, especially at the University of Michigan. You got to pay those guys.
Right.
Me, I wouldn't have made that much.
Right. You would have made something, though.
I'd have got a little something. I'd have got a little something, but I wouldn't have made that much. But I'm talking for the guys that can really capitalize.
Right. Like the guy, $1 million.
Right.
What was it, Alabama or Clemson?
Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, Alabama quarterback.
Curtis, you had a question?
So I just think a great programming note. Ty, you have been unbelievably great. Having you in here is
like
a highlight of my life. But when Greg is out, I think we don't replace him with the host. We just do a players-only show. Wiggy and Ty Law take control for 4 hours.
You know what?
I love it.
Do I get to stay?
We got to have some female to soften it up. You know what I mean?
Courtney does one shot of vodka an hour.
Players only on that show. The rejoins will be different.
Yeah. Right?
I was a D1 athlete.
Come on.
This is Jay from Providence with Ty Law. Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Before I get to my point, I just want to say I was one of the kids at Bryant College that hung out at Patriots camp all summer, and Ty Law every day would sign autographs for at least an hour for, like, every kid there. So I'll never forget him for that. But the point I wanted to make is I heard an interview with Willie McGinnis saying how when Brady came in, the defense was held accountable, meaning, like, after losses, the media would go up to Bledsoe, like, when they lost, and he had to answer the questions. But when Brady took over, it switched, so the defense had to answer the questions, and that made them better. I was just wondering if that was a factor.
I mean, yes, because, you know, you got to think about the hierarchy of what it is. I mean, hey, Drew Bledsoe, you know, he was the face of the franchise. He was the number one overall pick. He has so many things going for him. He's a Pro Bowl quarterback. So, and usually on most teams, it's been a few that haven't been like that, like the Ravens, because Ray Lewis was that. But usually the quarterback, you know, he gets all the credit for wins and he gets all the credit for the losses. You know what I mean? So when you talk about Drew Bledsoe, no one knows what to expect with Tom Brady. Drew was prepped for that. You know what I mean? Drew was always going to be the one out there talking. So, of course, when don't nobody know what the hell Tom Brady's going to be about, of course they're going to come like, who is this? They're going to come into some name guys into the defensive room because, like I said, we were more of a defensive team, and they want to talk to us because Tom Brady, we can say it now in fun, but he was a nobody.
Right.
Nobody gave a damn.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you
until somebody give a damn, you don't get talked to.
And the thing about, because you asked Ty about Bill and Tom, but even in Tampa Bay right now, what Tom is doing in Tampa Bay, he's just taking what Bill taught him and he's instilling it into those guys.
Facts.
Look at the way those guys play down there, right? You know, before it might have been about, I need my catches, this, that, and the other. Like now, Mike Evans, you don't hear him complaining about catches.
Right.
Antonio Brown, them bought into the defensively, they know, hey, we got to do a lot of things. Now, their secondary's got some issues and a little shaky there. But you look at the mentality of those guys in the way that's that system that Bill put in place that basically is the reason why the Patriots won so many Super Bowls. And as players, we bought into that, right? Mm-hmm. And we had guys in that locker room like Ty, like Willie, that made sure, hey, your ass is going to fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't fall in line, there's going to be some consequences and repercussions, right? And guys are like, oh.
Like, you're not coming in our locker room because we got a man by name of number 55. So as you walk in, his locker right there, he was the enforcer.
Right.
And you did not want to fight Willie.
Right. Just to be clear, we had to dump out of Ty Law for the second time this morning. He said, don't come in there and be BSing.
With Willie.
Because of Willie.
And he ain't lying. He ain't lying. Willie had this presence. And I think that's the thing that, and you need those guys in the locker room. And not only did Willie have the presence, it was to the culture that we all bought into. You know what I mean? It was about buying into that culture. And guys knew, and it was, and you know, it was the fact that you know, a lot of guys feared Willie, but I think even more so guys respected Willie.
Him. Absolutely.
Know? Well, so, but you said something when it comes to culture and Tom Brady specifically, you said something that was interesting earlier, which is that Tom was willing to take less money, quote unquote, and that put pressure on other guys to take less money, right?
I mean,
you felt that pressure.
Now, you know, it depends on the individual. I didn't feel that pressure, so no, it doesn't apply to me. I don't give a damn what Tom did with his money. I know what I'm worth and what I'm doing with mine. Now, but I'm talking about from an organizational standpoint, when it's time to negotiate, when you're talking negotiation, well, hey, it's about the team. It's about the team. They'll try to play that on you or whatever, and then it's like, okay, if Tom's doing it, That I would argue the same thing. If I was on the other side, I would argue the same thing. Hey, Tom's taking less money for the betterment of the team, for the betterment of the team. Yes, but Tom also is in a position where he is not as expendable as the rest of us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you've been there. You got a Super Bowl, but what did you do when you had the opportunity, when it was time to go? You were a free agent. You got your ring. Guess what? I'm trying to go get the contract because you know what NFL means in our circle. Again, not for long. Y'all think National Football League.
Right.
We think not for long.
Right.
Get what you can while you can, and everyone doesn't have the same leverage. So when Tom does that from an organization, they'll tell you this, and if you're not smart enough to understand that,
right,
don't fall into the trap because of what Tom did, because guess what? Ty Law, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Guess what? I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not Tom Brady when it comes to this organization. I know I'm more expendable than he is. And that's what you have to understand when you're dealing with people.
So to be clear, though, because people go back and forth on the Patriot way, the quote Patriot way, is it Bill or is it Brady who put it enforced it on the team? So are you guys saying it's Willie?
No, it's Bill's mindset of guys buying into it. You know what I mean? But you need guys in that locker room that make sure people fall in line. And Willie was one of those guys that people feared him and they respected him. You know what I mean? I don't know if you ever seen The Bronx Tale, but when Colosio asked Sonny, hey, you rather be loved or feared? Like, that's what Willie was. Like, you knew Willie was like one
nicest
of those,
guy.
Nicest guy in the world, but you knew, like, it's about the business. And I think the other thing that Ty kind of brings up a great point, thinking about it, like, what Tom did is great. Don't get it twisted. You know, him saying, I'll take less money in this. But that's a bad look for guys in that locker room. Because now he's created this culture where when guys like Ty or guys like Gronk or
Don't say Ty. I didn't fall in that one.
No. But what I'm saying is guys like Asante Samuel
don't say me.
Or other guys, when they want more money, they come off as being selfish. Right. You know what I mean? Because everybody goes, well, look at Tom. He takes less money. So why isn't Logan Mankins taking less? Why? Right. And so I think
you were just yelling at Tom for not taking less money.
I'm saying that's my point is he created this culture.
No, that's my point.
He's created the culture of the guys like Mankins and some of those guys that want money that, well, if Tom's taking less, players don't like that. Players are, like Ty said, we want to see you do what Patrick Mahomes did. Like, if I'm tight end, I want tight ends to go say, I don't play wide receiver. I play tight end. I want 12, 13, $15 million a year.
You want like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or whomever to stand up because that raises tide raises all boats, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, because you're representing not just yourself, everyone throughout the league. So, like I said, when Deion signed here, when I said, people, you know how many guys came and say thank you? You know, the younger guys came behind me because I demanded the contract that I demanded and that I got. Champ Bailey, Charles Woodson, everybody. Hell yeah. Wait, good job. You know what I mean?
Honestly, you have to stop whispering in Gilmore's ears because we need him back. All right. And I know that's what's going on. I can feel it.
That's my guy. That's my guy, man.
I know it's your guy. But he deserves it. I think we just figured out this morning what's going on.
Yeah.
The guy is getting advice from you.
No, if he listened to the radio, handle your business, brother. But I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got no ages, no nothing. I ain't got nothing
and
to
your,
do with
your
that.
Your other guy's Kraft, though, and you said that V1 was at Obama's party. Was it at Kraft's birthday?
Yes, it was. Ooh. Yeah, yes, it was. Look, my son had came down with COVID, even though I'm fully vaccinated. I didn't want to go because when he got tested positive for COVID, I didn't show up, but I sent the V1. So V1 was there. You know, in the Hamptons at Kraft's birthday. So I got
that looked lit.
Kraft and Obama. Damn,
yeah,
V1.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Kraft was pretty good.
And Obama. All right. We got to say goodbye. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Oh, next Tuesday. Yeah, put it on.
Fill that bottle up.
Let's hold the big boy up.
Yeah, all right. Hold the big one up.
Look at that. Put that on the damn screen, man. When y'all see that, go get it. Plain drinking beer.
All right. That's V1. You can get it all over the place. Yep, liquor stores.
Absolutely. Liquor stores, restaurants.
It's
they don't got to ask for it.
Okay. It's smooth.
Right. Obama's house.
Obama Nim.
Obama drinking it.
That is Time Vodka Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Hey, thank you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.